This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Chopauga aga go go vege galega go lo go go migala gaga gaga go 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 lo 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 go 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 Host, 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 host heaven, host heaven, host heaven, receive heaven, receive heaven. Opeoto, oto, otiloton, otoloton, sobinoton, esinaton, esinaton, sound heaven, sound of heaven. Sound heaven, sound, sound, sounding, gunging, gunging, message, 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 resounding, resound from heaven, resounding, resounding, receive, 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 receive. Host heaven, take heaven, sounding, send down, send down, send down, message, message, throne, stone, orostotondo protostondo bone. Oh, for you are trailing, you are trailing, you are trailing, you are trailing, you are trailing the Father. You are trailing the Father. You have been trailing the Father. You have been following after. You have been following after. You have been sounding. You have been sounding. You've been calling. You've been crying. You've been knocking, 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 knocking. Oh, stondo, stonto, stolo, sontolo. There is a sound. There is a sound come to you. Oh, resound. We resound back. We resound back. We message back. We send message back. We come back. We come. We come. We come. We come. We come. We respond. We respond. We respond. We respond. We respond to hearts. We respond to hearts. Open. 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 Open here, open here. Message here, message here. Open, open to you, open to you. Osilotostone, tone, tone, talk. Take heaven, receive heaven, host heaven. See the Spirit of God.
Thank you, Father. Thank you for everything. Thank you for the word of exaltation. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you today. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the visitation this afternoon. Thank you for being in our midst. I'm rejoicing. We came full. Thank you for giving us the privilege of presence. Thank you today. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for your presence. I pray for everyone that what has been spoken by prophecy will be fulfilled upon all of them. I receive entrance. I receive entrance. I receive from you utterance. Our Father. Thank you, Father. Jesus, you will be magnified today. Jesus, you will make yourself known. Today is your day. Thank you, Jesus. I worship you today. I receive anointing from you. Anoint me again with your holy oil. Olive oil. Your oil. I receive from you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name.
Maga Eliagat Elimanaka Eliagat. Be sober, be vigilant. Gird up the loins of your mind. Even be sober to the end. Even for the revelation. Even for the revelation that will come to you. Even the revelation that is coming to you. Even because of the grace that will come to you for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. Revelation of Jesus. Grace door. Grace door. Gracious door. Being opened to you for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. Revelation. A revelation of the Son of God is upon you. Is upon you. Even as an assembly. Revelation of Jesus. For you should behold Jesus again. It is about time to behold Jesus again. Even to behold even the one who is seated upon the throne of his God. Even the one who is the Lamb of his God. The one who is raised the Lamb. That you should see him. The season upon you for to see him. For to see him. Gird up the loins of your mind. For there's a revelation of Jesus that has come to you. That you should partake of. There's a fellowship of the Son that you should receive even as an assembly. There's an apostolic blessing. Even of the apostle and the shepherd of your soul that you should partake of. Even as an assembly. For I am come even for this revelation. I am come to bring this blessing unto you. I am come to bring even the parchment of this blessing. I've brought it even for your perusal. I've brought it even for you to peek into it. Even to find your place in it. Find your placement, even in this heavenly vision. It is an heavenly vision. It is a vision that is being painted before you. Receive it with joy. Receive it with fear. Receive it with gladness. For I'm an angel. I'm an angel. An angel. I'm an angel. I'm an angel of this message. I'm an angel of your Lord. I'm an angel of the revelation of Jesus. An angel of this grace. An angel. Angel. Angel of your help. See at Jesus.
7 spirit, 7 see the brand of 7 spirits, see 7 spirits, the 7 eyes, 7 spirits, 7 eyes, 7 spirit and 7 eyes, the 30s, the belly of Venus, 7 spirits, 7 eyes, Esprits of Venus.
Lalo Kushtana la Poflov Lekamaria Pasa. Eyes. I give you eyes. Even for to follow the Lamb. For the Lamb wants to take you on a journey. For the journey, 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 journey into the holiest. Even to journey into the holiest, even with the help of the 7 eyes, even the 7 spirit of God, even to peruse even the things of my God, even to peruse even the things that my God has given me, even for to peruse even into the being that my Father has made me. For I am a lamb, I am a lamb, I am a lamb, the lamb of my God. I give you eyes, I give you eyes. Even to study, even to come into understanding, even to stand under, even the under shepherd, even for to stand, even under the under shepherd, even for to peruse even the things of my God, even to come into understanding that should come to you today. Understanding for everyone to be able to peruse even into the things of the Lamb, even by the aid of the 7 spirit. 7 spirit. 7 spirit. 7 spirit. Even for to partake of the service, even the service of the Lamb, even the service even prepared for you, even for to eat, even for to chop, even for to chop. Chop into the Lamb by sight, even the sight that my Father is giving you, for everyone to partake of the service. See at Jesus.
Afanunu. Mercy performed. Anunu, afanunu, afunfu anu, anufu, afunfu, anufu.
Sanama halia kafaba, alia palafle kabaten, si safani a fada, si nye paklia da flina batia la fada, to fada, a fada, mikotelia kafada. Father, come into the fatherland. Come into the Father mercy. For the fatherland is the land of mercy. Come into Father mercy. Father mercy. For to hold Father things. For to handle the things of the Father. Even is an high priestly things. High priestly mercy. Even mercy to partake of the things of the Father. Even partake of the things that my Father has given me. They are the things of my Father. They are the things that my Father gave unto me. For my Father by mercy has permitted for me to grant you entrance. To grant you entrance into this fellowship. Even for to partake. For to partake. Even for to partake of the things of my Father. Even the things of the image. Even the things of the glorious favor. Glorious favor, power. Glorious favor, power. Favor, power. Favor, power that my Father granted me to partake of. I'm calling you into these Father things. Come into Father things. I call you even as an high priest, even to partake, even things that can bring you into great cleansing, great cleansing, great remission, great remission, great cleansing, great cleansing. I bring you even into help, even great mercy, even to be helped greatly, even by the high priest, even the high priest, even the high priest of our profession, said Jesus.
Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Thank you, everyone. Let's open our Bible quickly. We thank God for the season that God has brought us in. A great season, a privilege on earth to be able to have this privilege of a ministry of the Son of God. Amen. So there is a presence here. We have a visitation. The Lord Jesus sent his angel here. So the Lord is here. Thank you so much. The season of heavenly things. Not so. Jesus told Nicodemus and said to him, I have told you earthly things you did not believe. If I tell you of the heavenly things, how can you believe? Not so. It's a very tall order. When Jesus told his disciple that, don't rejoice because spirits live at your command in the power of my name. Or are subject to you. See, notwithstanding that, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you. For evil spirits to be subject to you should not cause for rejoicing, but rather rejoice. Not so? Because your names are what? Written where? In heaven. Hebrews chapter 12, you have come to Zion Mountain, unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to a number company of angels, the general assembly, the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven. Rejoice. That your names are what, sir? Written in heaven. So those who ought to rejoice are these ones. Those who ought to write, who had the right of way to rejoice the way Jesus pronounced it, are the ones who are the church of the firstborn. Church. So Jesus is saying, before you can get into that place and hit the zone of rejoicing, you must be a partaker with the church of the firstborn who are written in heaven. Written in heaven. Don't rejoice because you're a church that can cast out demons. Demon casting church or a so-called big deliverance ministry should not rejoice. For spirits to be subject to you in my name shall not cause for rejoicing. For you to hear the gates of rejoicing, ascend to that plane where you are written among the church of the firstborn. You have to be the church of the firstborn. So that beautiful first situation is the joy of the whole earth. Mount Zion on the sides of the north, not so. So Mount Zion is the city of the great king. So the great king is the living God. Not so. On the sides of the north is the city of the great king. Then we say, great is the Lord, greatly to be praised in the city of our God. We have the city of our God, or the city of the living God. Not so. It's in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation. Why is it cited beautifully for situation? There's a reason why it's beautiful for situation. You can all agree with me. Why is all beautiful for situation? Because out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God had shined. So God needed that positioning of a place where God can shine from. The perfection of beauty. It is from Zion God give beauty for ashes, oil of joy for mourning, garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. That is there you see God mentioning the name of His own sons who have gone through His different classification of how God made people beautiful, that they might be called. Now, with all this thing, they can't be called trees of righteousness. The planting of the Lord. So, of course, it's on Mount Zion. The Lord will plant from up on Zion. Up on Zion. Not in Zion. It's right on top of it. The God we watch, sir, will shine. And where the activities of beautifying souls into the personalities of righteousnesses. So you can see there is also the termination of the Father, intention of the Father to also plant them. He has an intention of planting them highly. He has an intention of planting them highly or establishing them. That He might, now without being planted, the Lord God will not be glorified. So you can see Jesus said, glorify your son that thy son may glorify thee. I have glorified thee on the earth. I mean, Jesus did brought glory to the Father. It can only take those who are planted to bring glory to God. So you can see where you will be planted right on top of the mountain. So one was planted there before. He will hate anyone to be planted. So the Lord planted Satan right on Zion. Very terrible tree of righteousness. Now some of you are angry because I call Satan, Lucifer, son of the morning, tree of righteousness. I wanted to see who Lucifer was. He is not too strange. Lucifer, son of the morning, if you can capture the image of Lucifer, then you can capture how the angels looks like. I don't call angels. I'm just, they call the malak, I call the angelus, messengers, equipped beings to fountain out glory, ministries, spirits, givers of spirits, beings who can give spirits, who can give glory. They can give both glory to God and they can give glory to beings. So you can see the duty of Lucifer upon Mount Zion. He was doing something to the seraphim. What was he doing? He was covering. It was a ministry of glory right on the mountain of Zion. For the seraphic wall, that's us. It was a cast beam. It was created so. So it saw the advantage of his power, so it decided to turn and to cast darkness instead of light. And you can see that had anointed cherub. You had the anointed cherub, the cover. I've said this. So you were upon the holy mountain of God. God planted him there, and you walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Very high ministry. Very, very high ministry. So you can understand, this fella knows about Zion. I don't know for how long he abode in Zion. He actually fell from Zion, even though he's seen it from the beginning. Now, Zion is the dimension of the second heaven. Very crucial place, very, very strategic place in the spirit, both for ministry and also for warfare. And you can see the spirits in Zion called seraphims. The Yoruba translation, Ajayi crowd that translated them to be Awon Ogun. The seraphims are warriors of chemical weapon in the spirit. They fight with stones of fire. The bombs of heaven comes from there. Don't bring them around you, and don't let God get angry if he sent them. Remember Sodom? It was bombs, stones sent from on high. You know, those angels that went to Sodom, I perceive they must have been seraphims. As the altar, it's good for coming and worship and cleansing of sin. The whole sanctuary is actually a weapon of wrath. Everything there is dangerous. So that tells you, if the tabernacle is equal to a person can be a tabernacle. Everything in the sanctuary can be in the bin. So God can furnish a bin with everything that you find in the tabernacle. So if the tabernacle can actually be a place of burning, it means one seraphim, don't let him fall upon you. Don't let them fall. When you open the book of Revelation, seventh seal, you see a star burning, falling. Are you getting me? One star fell from heaven, but it's a burning star. They are the one. They fell. As he fell, where did he fell into? He fell into waters. And the whole water became one wood. I told you, actually, chemical, biological weapon. And water became bitter. That's chemistry. Okay, don't you know that the seraphic wall is a wall of the blacksmith, goldsmith. It's a smith wall. Isaiah cried for what's that? Cleansing. Not so. One of the seraphim went to the altar and used tongue. A single smith used it. When I was child, I was interested in goldsmiths. I would sit with them. I'm sure it's the Lord who was making me get interested. You know, one of these days I will use it in preaching, not in physical practice. I'm sure the Lord was by then teaching me the seraphic, because I have a lot to do. How many of you have ever seen a Fuller soap before? I'm sure you must have seen a Fuller soap. How does it look like? White. Praise the Lord. It's not for cloth. Fuller soap washes metal. Takes out the dross. That's a Fuller soap. I've seen Goldsmith used it. Before they even use it, they spread it, they boil it in hot plate, put it, then spread it upon a flat surface. It solidified. They picked it and pound it. And then they use it to wash metal. I love that aspect. I didn't know what I was learning. I was learning the chemistry of the spiritual. The same things, the utensils that the goldsmith used is what you find in the sanctuary. So there was a torn they used in picking the coals. And they put it on Isaiah's tongue. That shows us that Isaiah was a kind of silver that needed to be purged. And then he said, I'm cleansed. It was cleansed. Great is the Lord, greatly to be praised in the city of our God. We can't proclaim the greatness of our God except we find a place beautiful enough for situation. The next word, the city is also called the joy of the whole earth. The city is called the joy of the whole earth. Earth. When we say, let the earth rejoice. Hey. It's because of the hope of the city. If Zion is not located, the earth should not be rejoicing. The earth should not joy. So you all know the opposite of joy is what? Sorrow, sadness, or sighing. When Lucifer fell, what fell? It's not because Satan does evil things. It's, he has become configured sorrow. Sorrow fell. So we need help. We need to locate joy. We need to locate what, sir? So the earth is doomed if Zion is not found. Then you can now understand the pain of our Lord. When you see demons running out, you are not. Don't, please. When you see, that's not the issue. When you see bodies healed, minister of the gospel, don't rejoice. The joy of many ministers is healing. You know, it's not easy to lift from that place and go beyond there and then get to rejoicing. Why is Jesus saying so? Jesus said that to this effect by that dealing with oppression, clapping down on oppression, removing demons from bodies, does not change anything. And demonical operations and oppressing people is actually tactically arranged by the kingdom of darkness to shift attention away from the true deliverance. Don't rejoice because what? but rather rejoice. Meaning to really rejoice, for you to start rejoicing, is that your names are written in heaven. Somebody fell from Zion. A spirit fell from joy. I'm saying it. Why did I say so? Fell from where? Lucifer is one of the emissary that actually planted in joy by God. He used to be a rejoicing spirit. When he became bitter, sorrow was born. And sorrow fell to earth. Sorrow came into head by one man. And sorrow passed where? What is sorrow? Death. So you can, when you see sorrow coming, sorrow announces death. The sorrows of death come past me. You see it? Death sends sorrow ahead. You say, okay, go before me, announce my arrival. Pains of hell get hold upon me. I found trouble. And what's that? All of them, trouble, oh, sorrow, actually, and pain. You know, Jesus said they shall pass away. There shall be no more sorrow, no more pain, no more debt. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, sorrow, nor crying. Tears is plural. Death is a tear. So they are not one. So when they say pain, when they call pain, what kind of pain is that? Is that a root of boil? Pain. Pain you can't heal. Pain in the soul. That's a pain you can't describe. That was what that being brought. What we are experiencing here, what I am experiencing here, we are all experiencing what man is experiencing as death, is like application of what has been taught. Everything we're experiencing here, death, pain, all of these things, don't you see it? What plagues nations? Some nations are trying to solve their own pain. Some nation has to oppress certain nation so that they can what? They can be stable. And in a nation, you see some people oppressing the poor. Some people are getting more and more, making themselves richer and richer. Some are becoming more wicked, thinking they can beat that. Those are not the solution to that. Death is higher than that. What everybody is trying to cushion is the effect. Very, very outer court effect. Very distant effect to the real death. We are not treating it. They are only scratching it. What I'm trying to say is, human beings, you cannot understand death until you ascend. You cannot really encapsulate or capture or comprehend it, or apprehend it until what? You ascend. Without ascension, we can't talk against death. You will talk for death. Without ascending, you will be a preacher of death. In fact, you will be a worker of death. Some people say, Lord, in your name, we have casted out demons. I have done mighty works in your name. In fact, yesterday, prophecy came out through me. But you can't remember me in your kingdoms. He said, I did not even know you. Talk less, remember you. I did not know you. You that work for death. You are working for death. You are not doing my Father's will. Then you can understand the purpose. What we say, the definition of the will of God. So the definition of the will of God is a thing put together by God to undo death. Anytime you do the Father's will, you break death. Will you all agree with me on earth? What should be done on earth is what?
The will of God.
Then Jesus said, this is only your prayer. Thy what, sir?
Thy will be done on earth.
On where?
On earth.
Thy will be done where?
On earth.
It means the only thing earth should do. They don't need anything from earth. Be zealous, sweat for God. Mm-mm. It's not of him that will it. It's not even of him that what? It's of who? So what is mercy? Mercy means help granted for you to see the will and for you to carry it out. Because it's God who make you both to will of his, that word good pleasure. That is his will. When a soul is not run by the fuel of will. You know some people, the kind of petrol that they are using is fake. You see them moving around. Go and pour petrol in an Okada that is mixed with water. What happens? Coughing, sneezing. That's why we are coughing and sneezing. All the spare parts. No original product. They said this one is original. It's a lie. This piston is original. Don't believe it. Everything was fake. Satan, make sure that the things you are looking for as the will of God, they are what, my brother? That is why if you are looking for will on earth, it's not possible. You have to import it. God made sure he kept the things we are in heaven. Blessings. Where are they, sir? God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Where? Where? So, this boy is teaching us. He said, don't put your treasures here. I didn't put my own here too. Where did I keep them? Because I don't want corruption to touch them. So if you are looking for original spare parts, I will look up to the He where my help cometh from. When I check churches, some of us in church, we teach sophistication, not word. At times we teach belonging. It's what a pastor has that he brings. A pastor and does, okay, what is the popular thing right now? Let's create something. So first when you import little word, little tiny thing that sound like word scripture and then mix it with something. They pump it up with something that can elevate you. Something that can pump you up. Souls will come to church. They check the need of souls. And they say some souls want to belong. Some souls have problem with inferiority complex. We will give you class when you come to this church. I've seen someone who told me he likes to go and listen to a man because of his English. You just be saying, this guy, your soul is what, sir? That is what running. Satan told evil spirits, make sure nobody is thinking freedom. Infest the earth with what can keep the earth from thinking deliverance out of it be costing mayhem all over the world so that your attention will be shifted to what he's doing. Let the highlands keep silence and people shall renew. So the reason why he's not keeping silence is to stop the people. So is it when there is no silence on the islands, the people will not renew their sin, they will not come near, then let them speak. Let us come near together to judgment. You can see evil spirit never wanted humanity to arrive at a place where they can come into discerning or discernment. So you see the forces we are fighting? We need a fighting called Zion. Why is God commending Zion situation? Why this situation, or why is it situated? There's a purpose. Tells us the purpose of Zion. When Zion was made, and God kept Zion according to the accurate coordinates, he had a reason why he put Zion there. Because this is beautiful. Here, the way Zion was done by God, God said, this is going to carry out the work of beauty. I will talk a little bit about that because it's necessary. So the reason why Zion was raised by God, God planted Zion first of all. He did that. God, the idea called Zion was born of God. God's own team to create that city, even though it's a mountain. It's a mountain, it's a high place. And at the same time, at a high place, that also, Zion is actually an altar, if it's a mountain. It's a high altar. But at the same time, Zion can also be taken for the beginning of a city for God. Zion can be taken as the city of the living God. Now, Zion is not the mountain of the living God, but is the city of the living God. Zion is the temple of the living God. But Zion is the city of the living God. There is a difference between a city and a temple. A temple is in the midst of a city. So you get to a city first before you get into a temple. So Zion is almost like a city, like a temple of the living God. But it can be taken for a city, not the temple of the living God. Beautiful for situation is because of the situation of Zion, the sighting of Zion, because of the sighting of Zion. God got the accurate coordinates to place Zion. God did something. He demonstrated Zion in the midst of angels. Not so. I say God demonstrated everything about ministry. The whole of heaven are different kinds of ministry. So now you can say Zion is beautiful for joy. Zion is beautiful for joy. That's why you can say, okay, Zion is the joy of the whole earth. David saw that in the spirit. Now without Zion, the earth can't rejoice. The Lord, the Lord, let the earth rejoice, let the earth rejoice,
let the earth rejoice, let the people be glad.
Why should the earth rejoice? Why is the earth rejoicing? Because the Lord reigns. Where? The Lord reigns in Zion. Then that's why the earth should now be rejoicing. Then that was why David was important in the Bible. If David was not born, the idea of Zion would be obsolete, would be oblivious to mankind. So there is no way where you can connect the missing point, the missing link between earth and heavens. So you can see that David was a ministry in the Old Testament. The missing stone and planted it on earth. The reason for David was David had a covenant with God. What was the covenant of David? The covenant of David, you know, when you say the covenant of David, covenant of David is different from the covenant of Abraham. There's the covenant of David. The covenant of David was very simple. God chose David for one purpose, to birth Zion on earth. So the human being can have an idea of what takes place in the unseen, in the heavens. There was a spot where Zion should be planted. Now, God protected Zion for a long time. On the earth, he protected that spot, that coordinates. God protected it. How do I know? God did. God protected it by putting a tribe there called the Jebusite. When it was time to take them out, he took them out. He did not expose Zion when they entered the promised land, even this season of Joshua, when they had rest. The 12 tribes had rest. Wars were being fought against the Philistines. Who can tell the war where Saul failed from? Amalek. The Amalekites were utterly destroyed. The Philistines were subdued. The Philistines were not taken out completely. They were subdued because of the hold of Abraham. So the nations, the Philistine, survive. But God left the Jebusite. Because that Zion should not be exposed. When a true king. So God kept them the way God said to them. When you get into the land, don't clear all the bush. Don't take all the city at once. Lest the animals that are there will reproduce against you and kill you. So they were careful about that. So the order came. And God waited for the times and the season of the kings. God allowed the time of the judges to pass. The book of Judges. The book of Ruth. Then Samuel. 1 Samuel. 2 Samuel. It is Ruth. Then 1 Samuel. 2 Samuel. Not so. Then the book of Kings. Was the season of Zion. So where God was doing is that God was moving from Shiloh to Zion. If Israel waited, God will have raised David. Because God has to move from tent to the temple. But God needs a king that can plot the graph of Zion. The king must be a man after God's heart. Saul avoided Zion. Can you tell me why he did avoid Zion? Because you can't take Zion if you are not high on the will of God. You can't fight battle with the Jebusites. Then there must be something with the Jebusites. To win the Jebusites was not an easy. It's not even with weapon. The Jebusite city was designed against weapon. Because you won't see who to fight. Very terrible terrain. So if you are going with words that you can't. It's a terrible fortress. Satan built the land of the Jebusite with his will. So if you are not high on the will of God, so the person who discovered Zion discovered it after a long time with God. He was already a king in Judah. He was a king in Israel. He was a king in his father's house. I'm talking about seizing the anointed in with oil. Three times. To conquer Zion, they have to build it. And to take Zion, it has to be built. But thank God David took Zion because David has what it takes to take Zion. I'm talking about the importance of Zion on earth. It needs to be announced on earth. God wants an earthly proclamation of Zion. Not just by words, but by what, sir? By showing it. True experience. He wanted a model city that is after the one in the realm of the spirit. If Lucifer, son of the morning, used to be a prince up on Zion, you think he wouldn't know which spot would be good for Zion? Go and check the Bible. Satan liked going ahead of God. Why did he put Ammites, all the Hams? Why did he put them where, sir? In the land of Canaan, in the land of Philistines. Very dangerous beings. He knew where God was going. So Hadakan didn't know where God was going. He was a student of the will. Not even a student, a practitioner. He had vocation, secrets. Let's see the book of Ezekiel 28. Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king. He's a king. Is a king. He used to be a king. The city of the great king. God is the king of Zion. But God put a king in Zion in heaven. Thou sealest up the psalm full of wisdom. You see the beams, what did they put there? Perfect wear. All that word, perfect in beauty. Perfect wear in beauty. Then out of Zion, the perfection of beauty. Can you sync these two words? So you can see why he was qualified to be where? So Zion is the exact mountain where God can ignite beauty. You need a point. It must be a high rising enough that has the capability to take workings of beauty. Perfect in beauty. Then God put him where? Up on Zion. That has been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering. You are the anointed cherub. Not so. That covereth. I have set this so. You were upon the holy mountains on. Up on. It wasn't where? In the mountain. So what he was taking charge of, that what you are the anointed cherub that covereth. That covereth. Say covereth. It's not just, okay, he's spreading his wing. You know, the way Christian comes, we show it to us. Oh my God, it covereth. That covering is his soul thing. It's an inner working to cover. Ability to take charge. Take care. This to me looks like a pastoral work. Oversight. So who was he shepherding? Angels. So you told us seraphims are not sheep. Those seraphims are flock. You see, flock is not only used for sheep also. You use flocking for birds. It's the birds of the same feather. Flock together. So if they are together, what makes the mountain? Is the conglomerate of what, sir? Beings. Spirits that flock together. There is something in those spirits from top to bottom, bottom to top, that makes them an able mountain to take the activity of the beauty of the Lord. Where? Upon them, God can descend and walk beauty and shine perfection of beauty. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God outshine from the root. This is one of the ways also you keep the church. So we can see this is a situation. This is a situation. It's a beautiful situation. When flocks come together and there is no rank among them, no division. When they have become one regimentation and they have become a mountain that can take beauty, God will now commit himself to them. It's not everywhere that the Lord God can shine the perfect of beauty. It's not everywhere. It's Zion. Not in any places of the dwellings of Jacob. He said his foundation is in the holy mountain. Foundation. Say foundation.
Foundation.
What is foundation for? What a foundation does? What can carry something? God is foundation. What can carry him? So the Lord loveth the gates of where?
Zion.
More than what? Just gates or not. Gates is at the bottom. Entrance into Zion. So you can see, of course, if we are going to talk about Zion's gate, it should be up to 12 places, 12 gates for all the 12 tribes. Then David said, glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God. It means this is a city that can take part in glory. You can now see why David was too important. If not, the word Zion will not be mentioned in the Bible. And God wanted Zion to be inclusive in the chronicles of Scripture. So you can see the beauty of Isaiah, the beauty of Jeremiah, the beauty of Ezekiel is that Zion. All that they are talking about is that Zion more. Their cry, their lamentation. Even when Israel went on exile, is something. It was painful. But when Zion went on exile, Someone says, "Zion, you take Judah. If you take Judah and sent it where? On Hexa, you have taken the strength of Israel." It means Zion is gone to where? Is in captivity. It was joy of Satan to take Zion and put it on Hexa. But God wants to show to the world that you cannot capture Zion. By the rivers of Babylon, is it? Lon, Babylon, Zion. Babylon is Satan trying to copy Zion. Babylon. He said, "We remembered Zion." The purpose of Babylon is not to remember Zion. Babylon wants you to be lost in her. And then forget what's that? You can see Babylon does not want you to see him. The importance of city. What do they mean by city? Flock can be city. Flock should be God's city. Flock becoming God's temple. Before you can be a temple, be a city. When you're a city of the living God, then you are near to the temple of the living God. Flocks eat by understanding. Is it where we hang our harp? We hang our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For they are they that carried us away in captivity, required of us a song. They that wasting us. So is it Babylon waste? It doesn't just capture. Required of us what? It needs. That was a song saying, "Sing us one of the song of Zion." They are not interested in the song. It's mockery. This is when you have captured a Zion stone. Those beams that were captured were Zion stones. Like Jeremiah was crying in the book of Lamentation. He said the strength of Israel is poured out in the street. The young men. You know, you have young men. Young men signify the youth, signify part of the Lord. So those Daniels were actually part of Zion. You see how astounding they were. In his fallen state, one was ruling empire. He doesn't need to sit on the throne. His equipment alone scared kings. I don't know the king who worshipped him. After he brought out a matter by might, you see, they will put things on him. You see, he's got excellent spirit. I'm not sure that was a Zion stone. Not a small one. That's a very high one. That can take the activity of beauty. It's not by sheer will they decided to heal green leaves. So they were not just eating that thing anyhow. Something was pushing them. That was a Zion stone. That was Zion of Het. So you can see what David created. What David gave birth to. So when he says, "Children of David," all of them are Zion company. Zion is a situation next to get to beauty. Just before you get to beauty. So how many men can come to a place where they will just get so near to beauty? You get close to beauty. Then activity of beauty, God can shine. So we need men on earth that can build Zion for God so that beauty can come. So the perfection of beauty, I was showing you the fallen cherub, that he used to be very beautiful. Meaning of beauty, the beautiful strings, the strings of beauty, the music of beauty, they were complete in him. So he understood all the secrets of Eden. So when I say hidden pleasure, the word of pleasure, the realm of the right hand of God, not just realm of joy, in the presence of the Lord's fullness of joy, and at his right hand, what? Of course, when you get to presence, then you get to right hand. So there are two realms of presence, not so. Presence is fullness of joy. Entering presence is entering joy. See, that will show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. So your presence, life, can only be found in his presence. Jesus appeared in the presence of God for us. He's appearing before God for life. So you can have life. Pleasures forever. So that word pleasure is hidden. eastward in Eden. God places pleasure on his right hand. Come into presence for pleasure. You should be joyful enough to launch into pleasure. You can't enter pleasure with sorrow. You need enough joy to pluck pleasure. That without joy, you can't draw from the well of salvation. Is it with joy? You won't draw out. You'll be tired. When you are not having joy, what happened to you? You get weary. You won't be fetching salvation. So you know you can draw out wells of salvation. So with joy, fullness of joy, you get pleasure. So it was in Eden, the garden of God. There was no reason for Lucifer to be sad. Seal up the sun, perfect in beauty. So I'm just wondering how iniquity was able to get this being. I think he desired for more. He was not contented. In your presence there is life, expression of your joy, revelation of your power. In your presence I can be the love song offering, right in the presence of my King. Godliness with contentment. But Lucifer, son of the morning, was not satisfied. He was in presence, an angel, and wanted more. He desired God's glory. He wanted what God has. He was not joyful anymore. You see, joy blinds your eye from wanting more. Now, that's the power of satisfaction to a soul. There was a guy working for Kenneth Copeland. All that he does, from childhood, is tapes. Tapes. Build the tapes ministry. Ken Hagin's son-in-law. When you see their publication house, almost about 10-story building, God bless them. They are multi-millionaires. But you know, they don't talk. So because, you know, Buddy died, the thing was folding up. Then I have to tell him that nobody knew about it, but it's been there. It's been there faithful, always hearing. They now told him, he said, all his life he's been listening to Kent Copeland because he has to now move to Kent Copeland ministry to come and help them build. He said, that is his dream, is his vision, he's happy to go. A character of the world, those people have. They have a tribe. That's one thing I like about Rima people, faith people. A tribe of the spirit. Start with nothing, stay with something until it becomes so big, and yet you won't know them. Even when it has grown big, they will never grow feathers. They will just be under. Hidden. They won't change. As somebody who was satisfied. Maybe I was thinking that day. I said, Jesus Christ, if you appear now, how this guy could look like? Always when you say, as he is, so shall we be. What you always think is something shiny. All the time is glowing. But you see, the way Jesus is not just face. Is it that meekness, bowing down, lowliness, gentleness? That's with Jesus. And more. Many more. Much more. Beauty. Beauty. For things that are lost life. That have been born off. Ashes. You know, a lot of people pack ash as image. Many people don't even know the texture of your make. Okay, open to his book of Ezekiel 28, verse 18. Thou hast defiled thy sanctuary by the multitude of your iniquities, and by the iniquity of thy traffic, Therefore, I will bring forth a fire from the midst of thee. It shall devour thee, and I will bring thee to ashes upon the earth in the sight of them that behold thee. So a time will come, Satan will be consumed. Ashes talks about lust of excess, vitalities of your make, all the things that has to do with your very things that make you your importance, materials, fabric of your being. When subject to fire, those things burn. I will bring thee to ashes. When Satan fell, the word ash there means everything you think you have as strength, wisdom, your perfection, your excellence, your prowess, your power, I will bring them to level ground zero. I will make you spend them until they become nothing. You are wise, I will make you dull. You see how that's what God likes to do. So when they say ashes, it's not his skin. Ash is stains. When God is dealing with a being, he's looking at who you are, your construct. The things that makes you up on the inside. What makes you bring forth your invention? What makes you bring forth manifestation? That those abilities you have that puts you on top of nations, I will drag you down. I will make sure fire comes out of thee. Not fire come upon thee. So God is going to treat him from inside and aspire him. How will God make fire come out of him? He said, I will bring forth fire from the midst of thee, from your midst. Now, when you go back to how they make them, all of them, when you go back to how God made them, cherubims are seraphims improved. They are the improved version of seraph. So that tells you that the middle realm, from the court to the sanctuary, then to the holiest of all. Holiest of all talks about the shining world. The place of absolute glow, splendor, glory, light, shining, effulgence, brightness. It has its root from the midu. So when you hear mist, mist is fire. It's in the middle point. Fire is mist. So God brought all of them out of fire. It's from fire God makes beings. God makes beings from fire. All of them has got fire. All cherubims are fire. So when God raised seraphims, he left them as fire. He didn't improve them. Okay, let's see. I will show you a principle in the Bible. The prince in Malachi chapter 3. Who may abide in the day of the Lord's coming, which are standing when he appeared, for is like a refiner's fire. So the Lord is a refiner's fire. So the Lord is actually fire. Then the Lord moves on into a greatest essence of his being, which is light. Afternoon. What is called afternoon? Why afternoon? Simple. Because something is shining. What is shining? What is sun? Sun is actually ball of fire. So God is showing you, talking to you about his secret. Ball of fire that God increased to a place where the fire radiates light. So have you seen the sunlight? It's a ball of fire. Actually, the scientists make of, they say the sun is actually a gas, burning gas. Nothing should be very close to it. So God created a great light to rule by day. God just put fire to rule, actually give us light by day. Yes, fire. The fire of the sun is not flame. is the hember of morning. Red light. That emit 4 tons of light. We have a lot of stars that are like that. So scientists will say, oh, the sun is the nearest star. Malachi chapter 3. It shall sit as a refiner's fire. The Lord is actually fire. And like fuller's soap. They say, the Lord is a consuming fire. And it shall sit as a refiner. So it's only fire that can qualify fire. It comes into the temple. It's a purifier of silver. Meaning to upgrade silver. And raise it up. To tell you that silver is fire. Now when you are burning those metals, they turn red after some time. A good chemistry student will tell you that anything that burns, any metal, at a certain temperature, you see it as metal. At a very high, it's actually fire. So when it becomes fire and gains fire energy, then you can beat it. That's the time you can turn it. You can twist it. Because what happens, sir? The molecular arrangement has gained excitement. So what God did with cherubims, first of all, this is how God made them. They were made from fire. High tension fire. High tension fire. And God made them to cool. Upgrade their essence in the spirit. And push them further into an element of light. Well, that doesn't mean a cherubim can't burn. A cherubim can be ignited. It's there in the book of Ezekiel. The 4 living creature in their midst was fire. So that tells you that their core is fire. One great example. How many of you read geography here? Let me see. Can you tell me the core of the very head? What is there? What is liquid magma, sir? Hot what? It means it's substance. What is there is fire. Now, imagine you are able to travel to the core of the earth, open it up, then you pick your materials to mold. You are molding pots, molding things, making things. You made several things. After a while, you allow them to cool. You won't see fire. You'll have done something to rocks. When they're in their fiery state, that's the time they can be burned. So, Papoli Hesa, the raw material, the rawness of every material has come from its fiery state. As for the likeness of the living creature, the appearance and the was like the burning coals of fire. And like the appearance of the harp of the lambs, it went up and down among the living creature. And the fire was bright. Out of the fire went forth lightning. So you can see light coming out of fire. So fire is the raw material of God. You are sitting on fire. So but God kept the fire where? Far from you. So God told Lucifer, you sin against me, you don't know what you are trying to destroy. Very easy. I know how to destroy you. I don't need to bring any flame. You have flame inside you. Now, you're actually fire. I'll reach out to your fire and make it burn. Now, everyone on earth, we are some kind of copy. All of us are fire. You know? If, don't we call ourselves, when you are fighting, a mino, a me, what is, something is burning. Anger, wrath. So what is anger? Fire. Fire in thee. Where did they get the name? Hank. He's like an angel. Meaning the thing can hang you. It will hang you, you won't think. Until everything has been expired. You have scattered home, break glasses, torn everywhere. At the end, you'll be regretting. Then they will be advising you, shortly. Ibinu. Ibinu is not good. When you are getting angry, what happened? Nobody could talk to you. Shagun. Ah! Like Samson, you would take the door. Elias, when they say they were going to call pastor, when you see pastor, pastor, how much? Look at me, I respect you, but today, I fear no devil, and I fear no God. Pastor, I say, fear God, oh. Mistakenly, the person now hit somebody, and the person nearly died. They for hospital. Police will come around and anchor him. That tells you anger is a spirit that calls out your fire. So divert your fire to something. There's a way you can use your fire. Give it a slow use. Lower it down. For example, loving your wife is using your fire. All those meekness, they are fire. Long suffering, they are fire. Endurance, slow burning. Something is burning you, but sometimes we are. They say some people have fire for God. They say, when you have fire for God, every day before we know you're on the mountain, the heaven doesn't trust your fire. Everyone is watching you on top of the mountain like Lucifer, son of the morning. They will watch you, okay, no problem. Every time you see him on the mountain, almost tearing his clothes. To help that fire, send him to come and leave. They say, I should be serving the woman with my fire. You know, pot. Give a firebug for to carry pot to worship. Then the woman says, okay, take that one. When you move that one, then finish this one, then take that one to that place and make sure you arrange it well. You know, women voice. Arrange it well. I'm like, okay. What? Imagine using a seraphim to be cleaning church. That's how I was doing. I said, these are not the kind of things I like doing. Give me a congregation, let me burn them. Give me the congregation, let me perform the dragonic art. Everybody. I will say, okay, thank you, no problem. It's now, we need to now train how to use your fire. Okay, go and buy pomo in the market. Not the fresh one, the hard one. Then when you come back, soak it and then wash it. All I want to do is pray. But mama was converting my fire. And then she would tell the woman, you don't know what God is doing for you. Later on, you will thank me. Every day, I thank mama. When I see some guys doing ministry, that's why they are giving trouble to the body. I love them. I love them. I love their zeal. But we can convert it. They are zealous. I thank God for them. Let me clap for them. Those ones. I love their zeal. I love their zeal. That we find such brethren in a generation like this. I like them. I've seen things. I was bewildered. I say, what kind of guys are these? Rain is falling. They are praying. But that is not where it is. Command the fire to obey commandment. They pray. Guys, pray. Maybe pastor, okay. Clean that toilet. I make it what, sir? A snow. Then we discover that fire go waiting. Release your fire. Is it being strengthened with all might according to his glorious power? Unto unlock suffering, patience. With joyfulness. With what, sir? You move from pain to being joyful. The tribulation, that tells you going through stuff. Anytime you are breaking through those dimensions, when you are being strengthened with all might, translating and glorious power, transfer patience, all long suffering with joyfulness, you are breaking through spirits. This is how God formed those evil spirits when they were angels. So what they bring against you are these things. So to cut through to joy, you have to break through to sorrow. Break through sorrow. Sorrow arrangement. Pass through sorrow and cut sorrow. When you are handling sorrow, you are dealing with spiritual wickedness in high places. Don't worry. You are going to be strong. What you become at the end, you become better. How many of you have been rebooked several times at home? Maybe you made a mistake. That's blessing. Because we so don't like rebook. None of us like to be corrected. You know, Brother Shegun, what you did the other time, I'm hearing you. That was not my usual habit. What happened was that I wanted to step aside, and what happened is that I found myself falling in. And what happened, before I know it, Apostle Binru came and all that. And before we know it, things just got out of hand. So don't blame me too much. Have mercy when you are condemning. Considering thy own self. What hold marriages is fire. If well directed. The power of fire. Don't give up. It's not easy to break evil spirit. It's what they were formed with. They turned the opposite. So they unleashed against us with their opposite power. And God left them down for them to make war with us. But the Bible says we can overcome them. When you overcome them, you become better. You become better. You gain a higher essence. Dealing with an angel gives you a upper hand in the realm of the spirit. So when Jesus says you should rejoice, means go through sorrow spirit. Cut through this sorrowful spirit. Write your name in the heavens. Write your name in the heavens, because they are against your name being written where? In heaven. They don't want it. They are actually spirits of hope that no man will get there, because they know what activities that take place in Zion. None of you will go up and be written in heaven. But one God said, Koro Koro is looking at flesh and blood. And God said, let me tell you, see these ones, they will ascend. And then they will be written beyond the plane that you have kept them. They will beat your imagination. They will grow above your deception. I'm thanking God for my life. I'm thanking God for destiny. Destiny. Great destiny. There is nothing here, my brother. Everything we are doing, even the natural thing we are doing here, nothing you are doing. Oh, today, oh my God. Hey, God has blessed you with a house. It's God's blessing, but it's still nothing. You won't take it out of here. You buy a good car, enjoy it for the moment. That's where it lasts. It ends there. It's not a CV to be... buy plane is nothing. Enjoy the plane for the perish. Use it, but don't worship it. Anytime you're about to climb the plane, you check the body of the plane. Who scratched my plane? No, my friend. God will give us energy. He will give us essence. And bless us with beauty. So like I said to you, God was aspiring Satan. He said, I will aspire you. I'll reach on the inside of you and make your fire burn. How will God do that? Very easy. He will make him jealous. More jealousy, a creature will burn. Set me as a seal upon thy heart, as a seal upon thy arm. For long is as strong as the jealousy, as cruel as the grave. The coals of jealousy. That is, the jealousy is a fire. So one of the ways to stoke the fire ember in a being is through jealousy spirit. God will do something. God will beautify man. Satan will get angry. He will shattered. And then he will not be composed. Have you ever heard of 1945 Second World War by Hitler? Very terrible being. He's got the best generals in the world. Nobody could face him. It had to take allies of nations to pull German down. Somebody say he became sinner. He was no longer okay. He became mad. Getting hungry. Making mistakes. And I can tell you some of the things that actually drove his ambition unsuccessful was because things started happening that he didn't preempt. He hated to lose. Hunger came. So he burned more than the usual. And he started making mistakes. Started killing generals who are working with me. He killed them all. He was killing them. He became weak right in the center. What God wants her to do to Satan is to weaken him by producing sons. Don't you see? Revelation chapter 12 is to make him come down with great wrath. So while his wrath getting angry, he's emaciating. Then they will make him a man, complete. And then he will burn. His capacity will decrease. He will keep burning, keep reducing. As from this, God will begin to do things that gets him angry. God will begin to put things for him to make wrong decisions. Then he will be captured. Then he will be thrown into bottomless pit at the same time. Another anger. He will be getting angry. One thing Satan does not want is to get angry. If he's not angry, he's preserved. You know, there's a way you can be angry and you are not calculated. When you are a boxer, you are fighting. So your opponents want you to get angry. They'll keep taunting you. Evan the only field missed as against Mike Tyson. You know what Evan only was kept doing, Pastor? He kept booting him. He can't fight Tyson. But what happened? He has to head boot him. He kept giving him head. Then out of anger, Tyson beat his ear. So he has won the game. And that until today, you can't be erased. So God will bring boys who will be at booty Satan. Then he will make mistakes. So out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God has shined. Perfection of beauty, God has shined. Our God shall come and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very temperature round about 10. And he shall call to the heavens from and to the earth, that he may judge his people. So you can see before judgment, fire cometh. He's not judging the world, but his people. He's going to judge his people. Then gather saints together unto me. Bring them together. Those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heaven shall declare his righteousness. For God is judge himself. Is it what God did with spirit out of fire? Zechariah chapter 3. Satan trying to resist Joshua the son of Jehozadak. He should meet Joshua the high priest. High priest, thus a creature of the holiest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee, O Satan. So this Lord rebuke thee is the angel of the Lord saying to Satan, the Lord rebuke thee. So when these angels are saying, is what the Lord is saying. So the angel is just verbally repeating what God is saying by prophecy. Even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem, rebuke thee. Is this not the brand plucked out of fire? So they take him out of fire to present him where? In the most holy place of beauty. Is it make holy garments for Aaron? For beauty and glory. So now he was being brought into beauty. All I'm trying to say is that how God made those angels, they were hewn from fire and made to come into a place where they can be beautified. God beautified them. God further improved on their essence. From there, they became stars of the morning. God gave them the morning star. But they were taken from where? From fire. Into where? Into the holiest. Then another witness, see the New Testament, before you can come into beauty and glory. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 7, for the trial of your faith be much more precious than that of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire. So the trial of your faith is as fire trying metals like gold. Not so? So it might be found unto praise. So when you are on the trial of faith, in the trial of faith, you are coming into praise, honor, and glory for the purpose of the appearing of Jesus. At the appearing of Jesus Christ. So they pick you from fire and translate into vessels of glory. So I am showing us on a practical aspect of how metals have been dealt with. So fire is very important in the making of sons. If you didn't go through fire, you can't stand the energy of glory. So many of you, will you embrace your fire? And thank God for your fire. I will embrace my fire. My fire made me. Me, fire made me. Then the perfection of beauty, God had shined. So fire presents you right on top of the mountain to start. So out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God hath shined. Isaiah 61, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the day of the vengeance of our God. Vengeance against your enemy. Vengeance against the things that are in you. Declaring vengeance to separate you. To comfort all those that mount. So it's clear, the season of vengeance is also the time of comfort. That mourn in Zion. Not mourn to Zion. In Zion. those who mourn in Zion, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty. So you have to be there on Zion for beauty to be given. Giving me beauty. Giving me beauty. Delivering beauty to me. Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies, my foes, came upon me to eat my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired, that will I seek after, that I may dwell where? All where? And to behold where? For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me, and he shall set me upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies, about me thereof. Will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy? I will sing yea, I will sing praises. This is a declaration of deliverance of a soul. In the holiest. Give me verse 3. Let's read it. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after. That where? Now, dwelling there all the days of your life. For what? And to what, sir? Beholding and inquiring. Beholding the beauty of the Lord. If you ask me, what is the beauty of the Lord? The beauty of the Lord is in the face of our God. Now, inquire in his temple. Now, every believer's desire is to breakthrough, pray your breakthrough into the temple, house of the Lord. So you can understand that the house of the Lord there, I will dwell forever in the house of the Lord. The house of the Lord there is the holiest. Psalm 23, the last two verses. That prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemy. You anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely, can we read the last verse? Surely, goodness and mercy. He was praying for him to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of his life. So what is he looking for? Mercy, goodness, and mercy. For all the days. Say that to me. I know you are thinking all your days on earth. Can I say something? Nobody can say all of his days is in the house of the Lord. You can't get there. It takes some time. So I would rather see this interpretation this way. That when you get to the holiest, you have gotten into your days. There is a life for you there. And you have the days of your life. The life apportioned to you has got days in it. How do you count the expiration of radioactive element? How do you calibrate it in lives? You say life. When we say half life, maybe a radioactive element had 235 years to fully give out all his ray. Calculate the, divide the 35 years into two. And that is the half life of that thing. So it means the if it is life, it means the stone or the element as a whole is alive. But life can be emitted or translated as rays. So when an element of such is giving out life, it comes in three rays. It escapes into the atmosphere, gamma, beta, and alpha. Maybe the whole year of a stone is 30. For 15 years, the life has been translated into rays. This is what I'm saying. So when you see the metal, is life. So God gives you life, and he's got days. So when life is in front of you, days is committed to you. So don't get out of life. Don't get out of the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Outside your life. If you're there, you miss what, sir? The days of your life. Isn't that what? I would dwell where? A house of the Lord. Isn't it? I would dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. So, when you say my life, before anybody will say my life here, this life has really become his life. From verse 1, he's got not this life. The last verse, he has found the life. The shepherd had helped him to locate the life. So he's got days. So when God is committing life in the holiest to you, he's giving you days. Who is ancient of days? Giver of life. So when God gives you days, what is he giving to you? Life. So what do we use day for? For to get life. So what they call day is not sun timing. So they have to black you out of storm. Blacklist you from sunlight. Remove you from sunlight. Put curtains behind you and close you behind sunlight so that you have the sense of natural day. So what is day to you is the life you have come into close encounter with. So when you see days passing before you, what is passing to you? So life. So life is being communicated to me. How? In days. I'm teaching you sonship. From the back end. Not so? Ah, thou fallen from heaven. Oh, Lucifer, son of the morning. I don't know, it's a son. The word son of the morning, son of the dawn. A day is what comes out of God. Is in the holiest of all, God open our eyes again and give us an encounter so that we can have life. So giving me life is putting, making me to see each day. Making me to see each day. That's why a day before the Lord is like 1,000 years. Not so, my pastor. 1,000 years like what, sir? A day before God. So that means God does not measure by your day. He has his own day. God's day is not under sunlight. Where is his day? It's as he is on the inside. So days of God are calibrated around his life. So they consist in him. Then you will now say, this is the day that the Lord has made. What will I do? I will rejoice. And what, sir? And be gladdened. Now, if the Lord is not making a day or giving me a day, we will be in the evil day. What is evil day? It's not sunlight. Evil day is what is coming from Satan. Because who is he? He used to be the son of the morning. He said, redeeming the time because the days are evil. So to give you life is to give you day by day. I'm giving you a day. I'm giving you a day. I'm giving you a life. 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 To give me a day is to dawn my understanding. It's give me an understanding. Give me life. So a person with a day is a person with an understanding of a life different from what Satan has succeeded in painting as life. Wipe my canvas, O Lord, and bless me with thyself. Then teach me to number my days. That matter, apply my heart unto wisdom. A wise man is he that take account of his days. So, Pastor, how does God give day to people? He brings a dawn to them. This verse is coming to me, saying, in your light we shall see light. For with thee is the fountain of life. What does that mean, my son? Fountain. Ooze, issues, springs of life. In thy life we shall see life. Because life is a day. Life is an understanding. Life is light. So when I say light, I'm not talking about illumination. Understanding of life. What life meaneth is who God is. For with thee is the fountain of life. So you have to go and look for God to get life, the revelation. So inexhaustible God, the Ancient of Days, meaning is the fountain of life. Life unending. Or life without end. So when you meet God, God will give you life. So true meaning of life is not to come here, become big, marry. Satan has to pick things on earth and arrange them with an evil wisdom to give us a day. And he made sure he gave us enough evil days. Coming from deliver me from evil is deliver me from high life that Satan is, hell and death. So Satan also is a fountain. That's what makes those morning stars somehow self-generative. God gave them mornings. A fountain, a star. Sir, a star. A star is a world. Just think of this star. It's a planet that is enough for an habitation. So if God is calling a being a star, it means it's a complete world. So he can trap you forever. He has enough to give for you not to think. Yes, ma'am. He's a shedder of day. is a shadow of life, wonder, to black him out, to wipe him out. We need help. So God raised for us a bright and a morning star who will now declare life to us. What life is the bone of contention. What is life? Life is calculated in God's own quantity and quality. So, okay, what is life? What God calls life? What God calls life? What God sees as life? What God calls life? Or what God gives as light? So when God is giving you shining, he's giving you life. And there is no giving of life to you from God without the shedding of his person. When God is using those radioactive elements, he's teaching us something. That the emission of life from me, though life of those things is actually cut off by light rays. It is those rays, Pastor, we are conserved as a body of an element. Then later on, they are about to be converted to another thing. So when God wants to give you life and makes you behold his beauty, he will shed himself. He will come to you as an understanding. And then what happened? Then you take it and then solidify inside you. Then we say you have life. This is what God is doing. What do you call this, sir? Mutation. It's all in the world, not so, sir. Mutation. Somebody will say, what is the life you are having? Somebody who is void of understanding. When the person is not seeing car around you, this person is having trouble. No house. You know, God can make you happy without a house. Can you tell me where Adam was living at first? Was he not happy? It was raining. Because what Adam understood as life was different outside Eden. If you are going to read the Bible, read it, there was a silence. Adam does not talk. Chapter 4, you see, you never hear Adam's voice. But at least I heard Eve's voice. I have gotten a man of the Lord. I didn't hear Adam talking. Who can tell me why? Adam was sad. He knew this is not it. At least, you know, women, having a child, she can say, oh my God, she's their joy. Immediately, sorrow will endure. But immediately, a woman gives birth. Thank God she has her. But Adam, being the head, wasn't joyful. I saw him. He must have died a sad man. Adam saw his son Enoch going up to God. Enoch disappearing was nothing to Adam. Adam was far, far higher than that. So if God tell Adam, come and go like this, he will say no. I can't run away when I put my children in trouble. Let me aspire. Let me die the way they died. So what was life to Adam? That was it. Not to talk about quickening spirit. I was reading yesterday, I said, and the word of the Lord came unto Samuel. Because once God was establishing him a new priest over Israel, and the Lord appeared unto him, and all Israel came. I said, Lord, what did you mean by that? What did you mean by that? So you understand that the word of God has come to us. The word of the Lord came unto us. The word of the Lord, he said this word is what delivered them. Yes, the word of the Lord came unto them. He sent his word and his word healed them and delivered them from their destructions. The word of the Lord. So what I'm teaching today is the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord. 2 Peter chapter 1. Okay, so we have a more sure of prophecy, whereunto you do well, and you take it as unto a light that shineth in dark place, until the day dawn. Kai, and what happens, sir? So the day must dawn. Then what happened? Then the day star will wear. So you can see that this is a very high light. This is everlasting life. Two things, the dawn from the day and the star. Kai. So the day has a star. What you get with the day is the life of the image. Then the star, the day star is the life itself, is the giving of the person of the life, the body that both exists in light and the body that also can give light. When you hear day, it talks about work. Star is like a reward. I will give him the morning star. I will give him the day star. He that is wise shall be as brightness of the firmament. Meaning you can be a day. You say, a firmament, you are just a day. It's a day that the wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. That's the day. That firmament simply means heavens. Means you are going to be an heaven. And heaven is also a day. It's the day of heaven. Not so? But moving, using the firmament, then turn many to righteousness. That's the work of a star. What are you doing to your day? You are making a star out of your day. The day star shall be. So you can be both. And you can be one. But you cannot be a star if you're not a brightness of the firmament. You can be wise, meaning you can save yourself. But when you endear people, you are saving others. So I just want to say congratulations that you are partaking with the Lamb. You are in that sphere, that word that they said to the Lamb, to bring many sons unto glory is the ministry of Jesus. So you are creating room for the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ on earth. So some pastors have shut down this because they want more money, more names, more provision to ride car. He was just talking to us. He said, you can feel it in the life of this young man. Emptiness. Though popular. That's what they mean by selling your soul. Then he now said something. He said to me, he said, Daddy, there is no way you can give your soul and take it back. exchanging me. To lose your soul is to actually shortchange your soul for that which is purposeless. What are you going to give? Meaning use of your soul. Say that I want to use any soul. Use your soul for money, for fame, for affluence, influence, power. Yesterday in my office, I concluded something in my heart. God said, do you want to enter my bosom? I said, yes, I'm interested. He said, make up your mind for entrance. God now said, when you are entering bosom, you will forget about the outside. If you can still see somebody outside making it and it's disturbing you, you are not yet in my bosom. Baba, I didn't want to bosom. Then God said, there is what is called bosom language. When you go to bosom, when you enter bosom, you're oblivious. You are dead. Is the place of beloved. But Pastor Daddy, we used to think that those who are in the bosom are the most popular. Now Satan bosom be that one. No. I said, God, bosom? He said, that's my rest.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
When you enter bosom, you keep quiet. You shut down. You're supposed to be practicing the life of a bosom outside. I said, God, I wanted to enter bosom in my office. So I was removing things that will not allow me to enter bosom. I must be different completely. Then I began to pray to that effect. Talking to God. Make affirmations. At times you need confessions. Because some things that will not make you are sins. Different kinds of sins. God said to me, "Say you want to be a bosom dean? You want to be a bosom dean? He will hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle. That's the bosom. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle. He shall hide me. Is he again? Twice. He shall set me. He already hid, then he will now set you upon a rock. You will not be established upon the rock. I want to tell you, nothing is beautiful like being a son of God. Nothing is what?
More beautiful.
As a son of God. A son of God. A son of God. A son of God. So sonship is beauty. Is beauty. Pastor, fullness of sonship is a perfection of beauty. Image of God is beauty. My people, to perfect image, give it life. Yes. So when God is shining beauty and shining perfection of beauty out of Zion. Zion is that situation that God can look for. He plotted by people and able to gather themselves by sacrifice. You see, you need a sacrifice to remain at Zion. And the sacrifices are simple. Not so. It's a sacrifice of unity. Behold, how what good and pleasant it is for brethren to what? Dwell together in unity is a sacrifice. Pleasant. So, brethren, who obey, sir, who obey the order and the laws of dwellingness together, the way they will promote them. They will promote them. I said they will promote them. It is those who do well the most. Those whom upon them the burden of brotherhood or brethrenhood is hanged the most. So you can see the power of brethren is he who endure more. That's how God chooses elder. An elder is he who bears the more. And that's what they call husband. A husband should have power to bear more than the wife, not the wife. But because some of the husbands are not developed, pastor will tell them, Nisuru. For your wife to Nisuru for you. You are not the head, you are the tail. What makes you the head? Is ability to what, sir? I should be a father in long suffering. Gentleness. Patience. When you listen to the Spirit, you discover you will be patient more. One of the ways to perfect us is marriage. How beautiful it is for people to leave husband and wife to exhibit glorious life. Or to show the life of God in the holiest. Then you now say, iron sharpeneth iron. Because here in that Psalm 133, the whole of Aaron is the brotherhood. From his head to his skirt is the brotherhood. So the anointing comes upon the highest ones. It starts upon them and come to the least. You see, at the base, they are many. Not so. Yes, at the head, they are small. Yes, maybe those who will be there, they won't be more than one or two or three. Head powers. It's not easy to be at head power. There is no demon we can't win. This is my start. To write your name in the heavens. To write your name in the heavens. You have to put so much upon your personality. It's actually a job of your development that nobody would do for you. You have to be interested. So it means just don't leave yourself anyhow. If you want to write, Chaka the Zulu said, those who travel to heaven must travel alone. It means you should be solitary, even though you are collectively together. Meaning, don't say because of your husband, you are not traveling anymore. Because that sister offend me, I'm not coming to church. Then you are not ready for heaven. Why are you not coming to heaven? They are backbiting. Let the whole church backbite you. I'm going to heaven. When you become, you don't get offended with anybody anymore. It's not easy for brethren to dwell together in unity. To dwell together in unity. Because upon that is where God will pour beauty. That's what makes it a situated. Yeah, that's the situation. That's it. It's not easy to build Zion capacity. That's what can bring God. God does not come until you see the head of the mountain shining. I'm sure you understand what I'm trying to say to you. Souls together and lively, then they can call him. I'm like God descending on Mount Sinai. God also will descend on Mount Zion. in the New Testament. What keeps Jesus away is because there is no mountain to receive him. It's not just a church. Plot the coordinates of Zion. Build it on earth. Build it where? Build Zion. Zion is not hay. It's not wood. Zions are stones. Those who build stones must be patient. Stones Christian. Building preacher of stones. City of stones. If you are using wood to construct people, God can't trust that fabric. It's a consuming fire. They won't see the church in Jesus' land. Am I complicated? Just at a particular height. No church. And where are we staying? You call us to come. Everybody's gone. But it's church that can contain him. So I said, how do you know, Daddy? How do I know? You think you can teach life without Jesus being present? You think you can have this understanding without Jesus being present? What is making you come together? And now you have obeyed the law of togetherness. Unity, that's one, is the law of Zion. It's a prophet crying, Zion shall be built. Get thee up to the high mountain. Get thee up, be not be afraid. I say unto the city of Judah, if Zion does not fulfill that mandate, joy of the whole earth will be what, sir? Will not be found, will not be experienced. So the joy of the whole earth is actually the season of making trees of righteousness. The planting of the Lord. I want us to say that, every one of you. Trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. It takes time to plant them. How does God raise them? He raises them with judgment until they become a judgment tree. Trees of righteousness, righteous life, righteous judgment. It is from those trees God will cut off their life short, like Jesus was cut. Jesus was a planting, they cut him. While life is still in him. Why did they cut him? They cut him for God's use. It's for the master's use. His father's use. When they cut him, son, what did they do to him? They dry him. All those 3 days is that they are drying him. Jesus was a standing halter, not so. Twice. Then Jesus lay at the end. That's an hack. That's what I'm trying to say. That's an hack. Before you can be an hack, you must be a cut tree. So there's difference between tree and furniture. This is a wood. You are using it now. You can't use a tree. A tree only has one use. Is to create what's a shade. It's being used in the spot where you planted it. But to give it a different destiny. It's only God who can interpret it. They take it, cut it off, dry it, process it, work on it, thoroughly furnished. They lay her with gold. Everything you saw there in the tabernacle was Jesus. How they did to him. You see, all those burying Jesus was an ark. In God's right, that was the best time of Jesus. Did Jesus lay lifeless? Was the time, is the best time of Jesus before God. But to us, oh, we are crying. Well, that was the best time. It was a painful time. If you can catch a tree that talks, when you're about cutting, the day you are hacking the tree will be crying. Even if it is once, at once. But the tree is hitting. Yay! 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 Then, leave the tree. Gradually, life, it will begin to shake. Ah, what you shame, until the life dies. You cut it off, dry it, then peel the body, then work on it, pine it. They cut it into desired furniture. And I can tell you, the highest furniture you can make a tree before God is a coffin. That's the ark of the Lord. The ark is a tree that lays. It's a furniture that is made to rest. Then God comes to live inside and live on it. Then God raised it up. So when you see the Son of God, he's gone. He's showing us a pattern on how God wants to make destiny out of us. I just have one message today, beauty. Don't lose out in your beautiful, transaction. This is the season of beauty, and some people are already getting beautiful. I don't want to lag behind though. And you may not even know those who are getting beautiful. They are becoming beautiful. Don't even say, your sister. Don't know your sister here. Your sister is engaging herself more and more in God. She's changing. Anytime, I want to encourage you, be crying when people are enduring for your sake. Don't think everybody should know you. You are remaining the same. You are shortchanging days, cheating yourself from becoming fine, beautiful. All I want to say to you is that you will bear image.
Amen.
You will. He said, if we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. I say, you won't come short.
Amen.
Because Jesus is willing and much more willing to make sure you come out well.
Amen.
No one had seen God at any time, but the only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he had declared him. I love the word, the ministry of Jesus is him.
Amen.
Is more than the knowledge of him. He's a giver of him. Him is different to know him. If you ask me, describe the message. I don't know. I just know he's just him. He's giving him. That's the last ministry. Because it's a promise. Him. He is the promise. You know, Jesus say, the world does not know Holy Ghost. But you know him. It means when you say you know him, it means you have him. You know Holy Ghost. Can you say, I don't know Holy Ghost? Oh, you don't believe me? You don't know Holy Ghost? You know him. You may not know all, but you know him. The him you know is the him you have. If you can't know a thing and you don't have it. I can know about a thing, yet I don't know him. Knowing something is having something. We know Holy Ghost, don't you think so? Jesus said you will know him. So Holy Ghost is not going to come to us by knowledge. He came to us by him. Himself came. So he came to dwell where? And then you can say, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. You are talking to him. Holy Ghost is talking to you back. You don't doubt Holy Ghost. And in fact, Holy Ghost talks to you, think it's God the Father. No, he's not yet there. You don't have God yet. Holy Ghost you have as him is the measure of life you have. Then the Son is another him. The Father is Uzza. The Holy Ghost will give you the Son. Then the Son will give you what, sir? When you have the Son. And we know that the Son of God is come and hath. He didn't just come. What has he done? What is the understanding for? That we may. It's not knowledge. What is it, my pastor, sir? Him. So Jesus is the giver of him. He has declared. declared him. What Jesus knows, to be able to get there, to give him. It's not everybody that can give him. How do you bless people? Who is looking for Holy Ghost? Is it giving him Holy Ghost? Holy Ghost is, when you see Holy Ghost, it's like a bird at times. And we came upon Jesus the other day. And Holy Ghost is the third person of in the Trinity. And he's gentle. And it can be given, is a wine of God. In fact, the Bible says that you can offend God and the Father, but don't offend the Holy Spirit, it shall not be forgiven. You are talking about the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost came 2,000 years ago. Have you given Holy Ghost? But if somebody said, do you want Holy Ghost? Say, you will get him now. It's ministering Holy Ghost. Yes. So when somebody says it's ministering him, it means you must have God to give God. So it means Jesus comes with something. He has something. He has a kind of understanding because of the residency of God in him. There is something Jesus has we don't have. Understanding. What I mean understanding is not understanding scripture. Him is understanding him. He's understanding life. He's giving life. Jesus knows the Father because Jesus has the Father. So there's an understanding that will help you to know him. That we may know him, that is true and it's possible. You can say you are a son of God fully when you don't know him. You can have revelation, knowledge of God, and yet you don't know God. When you know God, you have God. And when you have God, you have life. And when you have life, you want to die. When you have God, you have life. And when you have life, you want to die. It means you will do things, you will do life instead of dying. That's one parameter you know. He said, he that loveth not his brother is in darkness. When you hate your brother, you're a murderer, even until now. He said, he that hated his brother, he has not seen God. He doesn't know him, neither seen him or know him, neither seen God. When you see God, it means when you see God, there is something about your brother that you will know. That is a sin to hate your brother. He's not talking about the world. He's talking about your brother. Your brother in the Lord. When you have God, there's no way you will hate your brother. What does that mean? You stay by the side of life. When you know God, you are still thinking Bible. It's good. Myself, you and I are brothers. Our uncle has been telling us that we are brothers. Not so. Then a day came, they say, your father, we never saw our dad. The day we now see our father, what will happen? Won't you cry? Because you really see the person we resemble. Yeah. Then after we have seen our father, will I be planning evil against you? The day we see our father, we will cry both. Your father tell all of you? In hand today, I want you to stay close to each other. He will give you laws. Now, because you see your brother, your father, you want to kill your brother because you will hurt your dad. Now, that is more than just quoting letters. That's an encounter. You have known him. I know my Father. That's why it's difficult at times for me to hurt my brother. Thank you. When you know Jesus is Son of our Lord, hurting him is doing evil to Jesus. The day you see Jesus, you see both of you. So if you are seeing so much of the Lord, and then you say you want to secretly divorce your wife, then the picture of Jesus you saw is already embossed in you and is living. Because it's there. It's always before you. Immediately you think about him, what happened? The issue of you will endure. You begin to, oh Jesus, okay, let me just begin to do something. You even see how sinless, faultless, loving, powerful, and committed Jesus is. You saw him. Then you know, say, this person is Jesus' daughter. I should be careful. Okay, let me just bite one girl outside church. Like cake, nobody will know. I'm sure all of you are holy here, and I'm happy. I'm only just talking. I know it's not your sin. The day you bite, Jesus will bite you. You can say, make Jesus not bite you. He not go lamb teeth to bite you. You now know Jesus is a lion. Same heart. Trying to communicate this in a very simple way so you can have life. And life will keep coming. Life will keep accruing. And you will become so strong in it. Then you come to a place where you sin it not. The church fears sin, Abba. Why should the church fear what Jesus destroyed? I'm not talking about sheer buffets. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm not even talking about, I cannot say. That's not it. If you say that too much, heaven will just leave you small and let an evil spirit show you wisdom. By the time you fall yakata, you go and you be a gentleman. You become meek. They'll come and meet you. Okay, no problem. We can instruct him now. Some of those boys who preach new creation, not some of everyone. I'm powerful. I'm that one. I'm stronger than Samson, wiser than Solomon. My future is bright. Not so. Praise God. We receive grace. Not so. We change. We receive grace. We receive grace. We receive grace. We receive.
Mercy and peace from God.
Nothing takes out the devil but grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ is the light that shineth in darkness. And darkness comprehended it not. I want you to be sensitive to grace. What God is giving right now is giving grace. I say he's giving grace. That your confession and song isn't ordinary. And you're actually receiving it. I say you are receiving it. I say you are receiving it. Grace and grace for grace. Grace for grace. Full of grace and truth and grace for grace. So hallelujah. You won't stay in one grace level. You receive more. You come into a higher grace. Shout hallelujah. Paul wrote, he said, listen to me, I write unto you, who believe in the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that you have eternal life, that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. You may believe as I'm writing unto you. So that you can know. You can know. I want to covet something. I want to covet your commitment. Not to me, but to him. I want you to be sold out to him. Be committed to him. Not so. Be committed. Don't serve him half. With an half heart, serving with the whole of your heart. Now, don't manage here. Give it all. Let all of your heart look for him. Believe in him. I fear when I look at some people, I will say, this person, after more fire, they will leave. We don't do the son like that. And he knows. If the son knows you won't give him all of yourself, he will wait for you to go. He can endure you for 13, 12 years, 40 years, 30 years. How long did Demas took to make final decision? Then I now see that the son's heart is very discerning. He sees all. He knows who you are. Is it possible to let our idols go and be quiet and be dead? And God, if anything happened to me, let it happen. Is it possible to talk to you today? Are you still afraid of your future? I came to a place where I don't have future. And not having future is here, is what Satan is painting. To let him know my future is you. I know God called me to come and demonstrate something that is not common on earth. To come and believe in the Lord, not the way like many do. Come and believe in the Lord without the profit of the hurt. I have to make up my mind to be like that. So I'm believing in you, even if I don't get kobo. That is still my result. You don't break the devil. If the devil sees that he can get you through that place, that you are still waiting for some kind of remuneration, he won't go. Maybe you don't know, some of you is why some things are still tarrying in the natural. Somebody is actually arguing against heaven. Hold this thing, this person will leave. He's serving you because of this. Does Job serve you for north? You know, many of us like that place in the Bible. Not so, sir. And God gave things four times to Job. Huh. Supposing he's not there. That's what Satan projects as fear. Maybe you need to read the stories of old Christians. Christians of the first century, second century. This is our age. Christianity has been some degree adulterated. But it will still be processed out. And we'll seek true Christianity. Which says Job serves you for what, sir? Nothing. He's not serving you because of anything. And the person who said that was the devil. Because he has programmed man to go to God for something. But we are not serving God for naught. We are serving God for himself. You see that level? You see that wickedness Satan has done? That is, God is lower than money. Abba, Abba. That's insult. God, giving God, if somebody with all the God you have gotten, is that what you get? Look at how your life is. It means we don't know how to interpret life. Don't be afraid. Don't, I beg you, don't be afraid. Fear not. You have a very bright future. Fear not. Not so. The hand of the righteous. I said the hand of the righteous is not ugly. How can somebody be resembling God? It's enough. It's enough to pull things. Even when you are just becoming and nothing is coming, then don't worry yourself if they are not coming. As long as you can get God. Now, it's dangerous to be having things and I'm not changing. God has need. And the need of God is not himself. The need of God is you. What's his children to become like Jesus. People don't see it as anything. Do you know how they see it? I just want to buy long by Christianity beliefs. To be like Dangote is stronger than that. Then you now know that Satan is a preacher. What has he preached? Image. So most of the images you are seeing that you bow to, they are idols of Satan. So that we'll be blind to seeing who God is. That's the healing I felt I should say. Hallelujah. Be strong. And in the power of his might. God created everything. He created everything. Created when he wanted to create man. What he was concerned about. Let him be like him. Let us create man. That is what? Its border. His intention. It should look like us. When they are like us, they will now have dominion. Let them have. Let them have dominion. God wants you to look like him. Amen. Amen. So then what is the reward in looking like him? What is reward, my son? Him. Is the reward? Yes, sir. It's not things. If you look for him, things will follow you. These Saudis, they don't pray to God for money. They wake up, they grew up, and they find wealth in their land. So wealth is already prepared. So the weak Christian will suffer. The Saudi prince image is not the image of God. I'm a Christian. I'm a follower of Christ. The dukes of the earth are not my image. So preachers having money is not the appropriate image. May you know what image is. Amen. We have ministered it to you, but let God give you the spirit. Amen. I pray that you have that spirit. Amen. He will put the spirit of who he is in your heart. Amen. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akinosinyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.